I also dared you to talk with that accent the whole time on the podcast.
Welcome to the Feud Podcast. Tonight we're going to talk about Cliffhanger.
What are you throw up through?
Are you going to throw up after watching Cliffhanger? This is the best podcast ever. It's going well.
Podcast?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That was gross. Email. Feudal podcast. Blah, blah, blah.
What?
Blah, blah, blah.
Dot, blah, blah, blah.
Ian dot podcast dot stroke dot feudal.
Slash subtext.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Hold it. Here, my computer.
Oh, he needs it for looking up things about Remy, whatever his name is.
Subtext got discussed.
Yeah, so.
Okay, Seth, you were the one that wanted to see this. So what's up?
I was bluffing, actually. I just kind of brought it up as a joke, and I guess we watched it.
Yeah, we did.
I thought it was amazing.
You know, what I wanted to do was just consult the cliffhanger notes on it.
Oh.
Instead of watching the film.
That's funny. That's pretty funny. Cliff notes?
That's not as funny as Roadhouse Scholar.
No, Roadhouse Scholar is better than Cliffhanger Notes.
Thank you.
That's because
they both belong to the same school, though.
Absolutely. One's just third in the class.
Mm-hmm.
Rennie Harlan, Sylvester Stallone, yeah. Michael Rooker.
Frank.
I think the premise was good, but the screen story sort of went
yeah,
is where it
story.
went wrong.
And then the screenplay tried to recover.
The screenplay tried to recover a little bit, but then the when they actually shot it directly, cinematography.
This film has the unique credit of having premise as part of the credits. So it's like there's premise, screen story, then screenplay.
What's the premise of the Feudal Podcast?
The cat hair or something like that.
Like
you had a pubic hair in your throat or something.
Like you just got done watching Cliffhanger.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to force it out.
Yeah.
So yeah, this movie was much more awful than I remembered it being. I remembered it being kind of a stupid action movie.
It's exactly
some,
how I remembered it because I watched it like every other week on the Superstation.
Exactly. Like I've always seen it. It's no better, no worse.
It's like I can watch the movie in my mind. I remember all the scenes.
It definitely had a lot less gunshot deaths than I thought it would.
I didn't remember the two stoners at all.
And they kind of left that one hanging, right, with the guy that
Frank got him.
But then
put him in the helicopter, and then
what happened? Then brought him back and saved him.
Yeah.
So he's still sitting in the back of the.
And then went back to go get
killed.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because he was in critical condition.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so
he's
almost got him.
Yeah.
It was pretty sad.
That was the metaphor.
Sad.
I wasn't that sad because the wolves didn't get him.
It was sad that Frank died. I'm pissed about that. Ian's a liar.
What if he had told you?
Frank wasn't necessarily dead. He just got shot.
A lot.
Yeah.
And I mean, and special appearance by Paul Winfield was there, and along with poor man's Paul Giamatti.
Frank was just about to sell his first painting too.
He was.
Out of the pity.
He was going to donate it to charity.
The banana eating the monkey?
Yes, the banana ate the monkey.
And you know, Frank, in death, helped Michael Rooker in life because he gave him his knife that he was able to use to stab that guy.
The striker.
But in life, he would have had the gun, so.
Yeah. His gun was already taken, though.
By the cake lady.
Yeah. They usually put like straps on so people can't just like reach around.
No. Reach arounds are fully acceptable in
and the world of rock. He was wearing a chopper holster.
Yeah.
It's not chopper quite
you get chopper. Quick in case you have to aim at somebody.
Is it like Zed's chopper?
Uh huh.
Are you still looking at porn, Kristen?
That's really cute, too.
Do you picture
it? Is it adorable porn?
Little ATM.
What's that mean?
That'll have you hacking, huh?
That should be your stinger.
Uh-oh.
Are you just named the episode that?
I know, I should.
What does ATM mean?
I'm done with
this. I know, I'm hacking up loud. I don't care. So, Kristen.
Yes?
Tell us some things about Cliffhanger.
There's a lot of snow.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of guns.
It's supposed to be the Rocky Mountains, I think, because the Denver Mint... is right. Where they're at, and then they, yeah. Right.
There's a lot of sexual tension.
Was a striker?
Did that even really get resolved?
Crash.
They should have ended the film. The sexual tension could have been relieved by just a quick shot of him ejaculating on
her face.
Complete catharsis. Oh yeah, that felt good. I've been waiting 8 months for this.
He calls out Frank's name. When he does.
Frank. He could have gone all slow mo about it. Like everything else Rennie Harlan has to do. And then it would have been a dolly for some reason.
And there would be so much cum, too. Because he hasn't
said 8 months.
He hasn't had release in 8 months, which I assume he's got too much integrity to
too much integrity, for sure.
Yeah.
He's not going to cheat on her.
No.
He came back
want
to
chip a tooth. Yeah.
There's lots of money.
There's money.
Yeah. Yes. They take $100 million and divide it into three
roughly
cases.
Roughly. The Department of Treasury, nothing's perfect.
But don't worry. The good guys win.
Well, that depends on who you found to be the good guys.
Yeah. I identified with Quaylen.
I definitely identify with Quaylen. I mean, the whole just world weariness.
And doing what he wants. I do what I want. I'm Quaylen.
Quaylen, remember when like the guy needs to get to hospital and Quaylen's like, immediately, and he just pushes him out of the plane?
Because
that's the fastest way to get him back. He's like, I want to be traveling 9 meters per second squared to the hospital.
Because there's a hospital directly below.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a mattress factory below in the beginning.
Yeah, a lot of people fall off the cliff in this movie.
Only like two.
Shouldn't they have called it cliffhangers, though? Because there was two of them that were kind of...
I think good. The whole point was that the movie had many scenes that ended on... a cliffhanger.
Yeah, it was just
a double.
Oh, I've never got that.
Yeah.
Even though it had none, I don't think. I don't think there was a single real cliffhanger accomplished in the film. Because if you think about it, there was no cut to non-action sequence. It was basically like cut to guys shooting at Stallone, cut to Stallone running away from guys shooting at him. Never like... There were a couple times, I guess, there was like cut to Frank painting the banana, eating the monkey. But that was sort of in the beginning, and... You know, really
even
didn't.
That, I want to know what happened to his painting. You know,
I did. There was a lot of things left unsaid, I think.
They should have just done the whole movie in black and white. It would have been more dramatic.
Black and white in like Norwegian or something.
With subtitles?
Subtitles.
And then never release it to the public?
Never release it, ever.
That's a bad idea.
Is that phone has like a flashlight on it when
yeah.
you open it? That's kind of convenient.
Flashlight.
No,
I'm flashlight.
Caitlin,
how did you like
the cliffhanger? It was so
good. What was your favorite part?
The dogs.
The wolves, you mean?
The dog in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, they never answered that question of what happened
about
to that
the
kid.
Base jumpers.
Yeah, we were doing over that.
Yeah, you guys missed out.
Frank saved him.
Frank took him back. Frank took him to the same hospital that the guy went to in the beginning.
Yeah, Granite Hospital.
I think we should break and watch Hitch now.
No.
Yeah, that's a good
we
idea.
We can talk about Hitch right now without seeing it again. I've seen it 2.5 times.
Three nose and a
once not on TV.
What do you
I've seen it on TV.
Interesting fact. The Denver Mint only produces coins.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was weird.
Why do you have glitter on your eye?
Because I probably rubbed this on it.
Because he's fabulous.
So he was shot in Italy.
And South America.
What?
Guinness World Records for the costliest aerial stunt ever performed. Stuntman Simon Crane was paid $1 million to perform the aerial transfer scene in which he crossed the two planes in an altitude of 4,527 meters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, right?
That's really cool.
You like that?
Remember Executive Decision?
Oh my gosh. I thought you were going to say something about...
Seagal dies? About Air Force One?
No. For some reason, I thought you were going to start talking
about a monkey. Get off my plane.
I don't know. I thought you were going to say something about a chimp or something like that.
Like a most valuable primate.
Monkey bone?
Don't do that.
Will you be able to hear it?
Monkey bone?
I think so.
You just want to watch
it. The film was originally rated NC-17.
For violence?
Probably for that scene you were talking about.
Several shortcuts were made to the bloody shootout at the beginning and to Travers' death. Originally, he was shot in the shoulder by the bolt gun, spins around, and is blasted with the shotgun by Tucker, but this was changed to the same shot of Walker firing the gun three times.
Nice.
Hey, what was Rambo rated?
I'm sorry. That was way more violent than this.
Oh, yeah.
What was Cutthroat Island rated? Do it.
PG-13.
Oh, it wasn't?
How much you want to bet?
It wasn't rated R.
It was E.T. rated.
Oh, was that a pirate joke?
E.T. was PG.
Anyway, so Hitch is about how the King of Queens...
I'm not watching Hitch.
Let's watch it. What's up, Ian?
Let's talk about Saw 5. We're shooting Saw 5 and Saw 6 at the same time.
Oh, I know, that's amazing.
I haven't seen
that. And then they make a salad, and then he kicks her in the face and knocks her off the seat.
Harry Potter?
Yes, but that was going in that order.
Oh, I got the order wrong.
Any of them?
First, screws the they go on a date,
little books,
yeah.
And he kicks her in the face on a CD, and then he takes her to Ellis Island.
Yeah, and shows her about her family.
Starts sobbing because her grandma was like a mass murderer.
I know,
that was funny.
And then she finds out that he's
Hitch.
And so then
she investigative reporters.
Are you seriously rehashing the plot of Hitch?
Yeah.
And then we're talking
about a movie that doesn't
don't
have black people in it, please.
And then they have sex.
Then, whoa!
You totally left out the King of Queens part.
Him and Kevin James.
Yeah, Kevin James.
That's like the main plot.
Kevin James.
What's this girl name?
Helena Troy.
Allegra.
Hey, does he get stung by a bee in the movie?
No, he eats shellfish. Yeah. And then he gets allergic, and then he drinks a whole bottle of Benadryl.
He gets allergic from eating.
Yeah. Then he drinks a whole bottle of Benadryl, and then Allegra Cole finds out that the other guy,
who is that,
the King of Queens guy, hired the love doctor, and then she gets pissed. And then there's this report in the paper that says,
"I'm talking about the King of Queens guy.
You can hire somebody to learn how to f Allegra Cole." And then she gets mad, and then they make up, and then the movie's over.
Well, I just think that we should probably just watch it.
Oh.
And then Morris Day at the time both catered and did the music for the dance party. Then Kevin James had to go explain to the chick from Saved by the Bell the summer episodes. That.
Come on, Kristen. Are you serious?
So this music should have come up and the show just jacking off into the intern's face.
Slow-mo?
A bunch of silvery ropes.
Yeah. Some Sorry, Pearl Jam?
Yeah. Squeezing that. Squozing it. I squoze it myself.
Push space bar.
He is. He's turning it off. He's a bastard.
I hate you, Zach. How dare you turn off
logins. I was just trying to liven up the party a little.
It's
not a party. It's a... It's a
boring podcast.
Exactly.
It's a very solemn...
And it has to be... It has to be that way. That's just how it is.
I'd be professional about it. So the listeners can
usually you guys get hammered and then end up just kind of...
Let's get alcohol. That's the part we're missing.
See, there you go, Ian. Thank you.
Ian, you are so smart.
You can unleash the beast on the podcast. Instead of faking it like that time you did the money train, like, oh, I'm so drunk, and like made like glass noises, like you were like,
I just had ice in a glass, and I went clinger, clinger, clang.
And then he made it sound like he was smoking.
I did that too.
I'm so drunk.
And then I did my Arnold impression.
Hell yeah.
What's that? Can you do it again?
No, he just did it.
Do it.
And then you sat there and watched.
He didn't have an impression of you doing an impression.
That was my impression.
Can you do it?
All his impressions sound like a really bad
Sean Connery.
Do you need Jeff Goldblum?
If we give it a cold, that's my genre.
If we give it a cold.
That's you have to say chaos. You have to go, chaos.
That was better.
That's how you do it. That's all you
have to do. I prefer to just go like, Brundlefly eats this.
Brundlefly.
Yeah.
We should just do Goldblum impressions the whole time.
Really bad Goldblum.
Do the one from Death Wish, Zach.
Are you sure you want to hear this?
Yeah. You should just say hello, mother. Hello, mother. He says, quiet, mother.
And then he rapes her.
Yeah. Death Wish?
Oh, yeah, first Death Wish. Goldblum's in it.
Goldblum
yeah.
rapes him.
I saw it on TV, though, so.
Oh, it didn't show the rape. Gosh, man. You gotta
why
see him
you
rape.
Stop watching stuff on TV. Go out, rent something, man.
He'd have download to something.
I already heard it. I know.
I didn't even know Death Wish existed until I saw it on TV. How am I gonna go rent if
dude,
I didn't know it existed?
Just go rent random stuff. It's that easy.
You gotta get probably, out every now and again. They're telling you to get out, man.
This is the 15-year anniversary of
No, it's not.
It is.
No?
Oh, my God.
Came out in 93.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't open in the summer. It opened in the winter, I think.
So people would be like, oh, snow. That's like now. And now there's no snow.
It's almost fall, hardly. Because I remember Susan really wanted us all to see it.
How old were you?
Because she wanted to
see it. What year were you born?
I was born in 81.
Hey, look, I'm Jordy.
I remember when Cliff
Arnold. You are. That's psychobabble. It's like
the flux capacitor is on the fritz.
That's from Brown.
And hey, green guy, what's your deal, right?
You got a notch in your nose, and that makes you a different
green
alien.
Guy in Star Trek?
Yeah, what's
Data?
Data, yeah.
No, he's not green. He's white.
No, he's not. He's got a greenish tint. Yeah, dude.
And Pokey.
Remember Gumby on Star Trek?
He was the captain.
First officer.
Remember
Gumby.
Number one and number two?
Number one.
You said number two.
I think Worf was number two. He looked like an number two.
He looked like a piece of shit.
Yeah. Red ice.
That was funnier than the cliffhanger.
That was pretty good. Oh, yeah. What was the thing you were saving for the cliffhanger?
That was it.
No. No. Dude, you weren't sitting there thinking of Star Trek puns.
No, the cliffhanger notes.
Oh,
yeah, sorry. I was hoping. Yeah,
that's funny.
He's got real depressed when he heard that.
I know. I was hoping.
We
for.
Should have taken bets because that really wasn't worth waiting for.
Of course not.
No offense.
Do we have cliffhanger grade yet? Or are we just gonna move past?
Oh, cliffhanger's an A.
D. I don't think I listen to this music.
Like you don't as a principal. Like it's against my religion.
A D.
You didn't have enough Anakin Skywalker.
I'm gonna give cliffhanger a solid C.
I'm going to give Cliffhanger...
As an actual movie, I'd probably give it a C.
It's
a great movie, I'd give
it
a
Zach gets to give every movie two ratings. Everybody else just gets to do
it. I'd give it a C for Cliffhanger.
It stands for
that. And I punch up, like, Rookie of the Year at the end.
New back.
Or The Breakfast Club.
Or The Breakfast Club.
I would give it...
Or Serpico.
Or Serpico. Did you see that episode yet? What a Maya. How did he spell it, too?
It's M-A-R-E.
You know what? I'm going to spite you. I'm going to give it a B-.
Yeah, B- from Ryan. Kristen, what do you give Cliff?
Spite, though. So,
yeah, it's not my real...
D.
D plus?
D. Double D.
Ooh, for Janine Turner's huge tits.
Darkwing Duck.
And boy,
she has like a man's body.
I would love to have double D's.
You remember when they called Darkwing Duck double D?
Yeah. When you're in trouble, you call in DW.
Oh yeah, dude, he's always there.
Launchpad, let's get dangerous.
I'm going to be a C now.
Good stuff.
You guys talking about boobies?
Yep.
No. C for cliffhanger?
It's not chicken-based. Dean doesn't want it.
Chicken.
I could do nectarine for hours. A little face-off humor for you.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Be careful, don't crack your tooth on the
Get the hands here to warn you about this thing.
The more face-off humor.